And now here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. David Allman from Spixworth feels the NHS in its present form is not fit for purpose. In common with several of your other contributors, I've been saying for years that the NHS in its present form is no longer fit for purpose and needs completely rebuilding from the bottom up in pyramid form, with the most basic needs at the base. Keir Starmer seems to have reached a similar conclusion, but whether he has the backbone and resources to follow this through, only time will tell.
However, Roger Tompkins from Horning has some positive words. This morning, I read with disappointment that the NHS is a failing organisation, and I realise there may be failings which need addressing. I feel compelled to write to you. I have recently been diagnosed with prostate cancer, which was discovered through a routine PSA test at my local surgery. I was then put on the system at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and I have had an excellent treatment from the day of my diagnosis. The care pathway I have been put on by the team at the NNN has been faultless, with kind and knowledgeable doctors and nurses providing me with hope and confidence with my future treatment. Their care and advice is enabling me to live with the condition as the treatment improves my condition. Thank you, NHS.
Dick Melton from Hunstanton has a view about the dogs and beach bands we've just heard about. In last Saturday's letters page, a lady had a letter saying that dogs should be banned from Heacham and Hunstanton beaches as they were scrapping all the sand away. We had, about a month ago, a high tide with a strong wind. This has taken the sand away. This has been happening for hundreds of years. It is nothing to do with the dogs. We get two tides in and out every day on these beaches. This is about over 700 tides in and out in a year. Amongst these tides, there are many high ones. In the next weekend, there are about six high tides, the highest being 28 feet. So, with a strong wind, a lot more sand might go. It has nothing to do with dogs.
Doug Fulcher from Thorpe St Andrew has praise for Delia Smith. End of an era, said the headline, as Delia bows out. It continued, and what a disaster this is for Norwich and Norwich City Football Club. For as long as many people can remember, Delia and husband Michael Wynne Jones have been the leading lights of Norwich City. Their presence in the stands at countless UK football grounds being taken for granted. Now that the Norwich City Football Club is becoming Americanised and under the control of Mark Attanasio's Norfolk Holdings Group, that must-have shot of Delia will appear less and less. Not only has Delia been the face of Norwich City Football Club, the Daily Mail tells us that her cookery books have been in the top 20 favourite reads three times, the only author to do so.
And finally, Colin Siddell from Melton has a Lord of the Rings reference. Well, here we go again. An ancient chalk stream has miraculously been discovered in the path of the Western Link, from the A47 to the NDR. What next? An undiscovered colony of hobbits?